Is green tea good for you? This is a question on a lot of people's minds, and in this video, we're going to answer it once and for all. We'll also look at the unique attributes of the tea leaf and answer why is green tea good for you. Finally, we're going to tackle what is green tea good for in terms of maintaining overall health, and we'll show you a list of our best green teas for health. Let's get started. So right off the bat, is green tea good for you? Of course it is. Green tea has been used for thousands of years, and it was used as a medicine before it was considered a beverage. Still today, when people get sick, one of the first things they reach for is a nice warm cup of tea to help relieve some of their symptoms. But why is green tea good for you? For that, we're going to have to take a deep dive into the plant itself. So when we take a look at the chemical composition of the tea leaf, we'll notice four things: antioxidants, caffeine, L-theanine, and polyphenols. Let's take a look at each of these components and see why they might benefit your health. First, caffeine. So just like coffee, tea also contains caffeine. Although too much caffeine can come with downsides, a moderate amount does seem to appear to have some health benefits, like increased metabolism, weight loss, and more. Next, we have L-theanine. Unlike coffee, tea contains L-theanine in addition to the caffeine. L-theanine is an amino acid that counteracts some of the negative side effects of caffeine, like the crash, the jitters, and the anxiousness. This is why when you drink green tea, you feel so much different compared to when you drink coffee. Finally, we have polyphenols. Polyphenols are compounds found in a lot of different plants, and they can have anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties. They may also support vascular health, improve digestion, and promote overall well-being. Consuming a diet rich in polyphenol-containing foods is linked to numerous health benefits, making them an essential component of a balanced and nutritious diet. So now that we've answered why is green tea good for you, let's talk about what is green tea good for. Specifically, we'll be addressing the three most common topics when it comes to health: cold and flu prevention, weight loss, and anti-aging. First, let's talk about the cold and flu preventing properties of green tea. Green tea offers several benefits when it comes to preventing colds and flu. It's rich in antioxidants, particularly catechins like epigallocatechin gallate, which can have anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties. These compounds help boost the immune system, making it more resilient against common viruses. Additionally, green tea contains small amounts of caffeine and the amino acid L-theanine, which can enhance alertness and focus, supporting overall well-being during cold and flu season. Green tea also has a soothing warmth to it that can provide additional relief for throat discomfort and congestion, making it a comforting choice when you're feeling under the weather. Next, we have weight loss. Green tea has gained popularity as a natural aid for weight loss. The key lies in its metabolism-boosting properties. The catechins in green tea can increase the body's metabolic rate, helping it burn calories more efficiently. Moreover, it contains compounds that may reduce appetite, making it easier to control food intake. While green tea alone is not a magic solution for weight loss, when combined with a balanced diet and regular exercise, it can be a valuable addition to a weight management plan. Finally, we have anti-aging. Green tea's potent antioxidants, primarily EGCG, play a significant role in combating the signs of aging. They help neutralize free radicals, which can damage cells and accelerate the aging process. Regular consumption of green tea may also help maintain skin health by promoting collagen production and protecting against UV radiation damage. Additionally, it has anti-inflammatory properties that can reduce skin redness and irritation. Drinking green tea is also linked to improved cognitive function and a reduced risk of neurodegenerative diseases, contributing to overall well-being as you age. If we're looking at the best green tea for health, there are five teas that come to mind. These five teas are all very different, and their unique benefits make them the best green tea for health. Number one, we have matcha. Matcha powder is considered to be the best green tea for health because it's made from powdered tea leaves. This tea powder is mixed directly into water, so when you drink it, you're consuming the entire tea leaf, along with all of its health benefits. This means that matcha gives you more antioxidants, caffeine, theanine, and polyphenols per sip than any other tea, making it the best green tea for health. Number two, we have gyokuro. Gyokuro isn't considered to be the emperor's tea for nothing. It's packed with nutrients. What makes gyokuro the best green tea for health is its high L-theanine content. L-theanine is thought to induce a calming effect on the brain, and it can counteract some of the negative effects of caffeine. This is why gyokuro drinkers report having this longer-lasting, calm, alert feeling that lasts throughout the day. For this reason, gyokuro can be a great tea for long periods of work, study, or exercise. Number three, we have bancha. If you're sensitive to caffeine, bancha is the best green tea for health. Unlike the other two heavy hitters, bancha is very low in caffeine, containing 30 to 40 milligrams of caffeine per serving. This tea is made from the older leaves of the tea plant, so it's higher in minerals as well. Bancha is a great tea to drink after a meal to soothe the stomach. If you have a sensitive stomach, you will find bancha much easier to drink than the other types of green tea. Number four, we have sencha. Sencha is the most common type of green tea in Japan, but that doesn't mean it's not extremely healthy. If you're looking for protection during cold and flu season, sencha is the best green tea for health. This is because of its high concentration of antioxidants. These antioxidants, or catechins to be more specific, can help repair oxidative stress and strengthen the immune system. The catechins are produced by the tea plants in order to protect the leaves from the sun, and therefore you will find more in unshaded teas compared to shaded ones. Number 5, we have Kukicha. Kukicha is another great low-caffeine tea that's good for your health. This tea is made by combining the stems and leaves of the tea plant. This creates a mild, straw-like flavor and a higher mineral content. These teas also have the advantage of being cheaper, which means you can drink them consistently without spending too much money. So now that we know the best green tea for health, let's talk about, is green tea healthy to drink daily? When it comes to drinking larger quantities of green tea, the only thing you'll really need to worry about is the caffeine content. While most green tea contains a fraction of the caffeine as a cup of coffee, it's still worth being careful. The maximum daily intake for caffeine is about 400 milligrams, and a cup of Sencha can have 50 to 60 milligrams of caffeine. This means that you really shouldn't exceed 8 cups of green tea per day. So finally, is green tea good for you? Of course it is. There are so many different health benefits when it comes to green tea. The only question is where to start. We recommend you try a few different types of green teas at neoteas.com to find which one you like the most and start building healthy habits around that. Remember, the key to health is consistency. Thank you all so much for watching this video. I hope you found it helpful. If you liked the video, please subscribe so you can see more tea videos in the future. If you have any questions about green tea, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.